This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Monday after a beautiful weekend. Currently 43 degrees as we kick off a brand new week. The last week of April, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Carson, good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How was the weekend?
It was great. The Avs dominated on game four on Saturday night. Series tied 2-2. We're going into game five. We're feeling good. Went to the zoo yesterday.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, hanging with the monkeys yesterday, were you?
Yep.
Good. Avs win. Nuggets win. All the series are tied. We'll get to that later on in the program. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Yeah. Have a good weekend, too.
I just got out in the beautiful weather, played a bunch of paintball. It was awesome.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I worked on the yard this weekend.
That doesn't sound fun.
Man, I am dragging today.
Yeah.
I started yesterday morning at 8 a.m., all right? And I finished up at 5 p.m. Just to tell you what all I did.
What did you do? Were you raking? Like, what was going on?
You name it, I did it. I'm spraying for bugs. I'm spraying for weeds. I'm mowing yards. I'm cleaning a deck.
Doing some tilling?
I'm doing some tilling. I'm planting flowers. I'm raising some cucumbers. You name it, I did.
Oh, a little gardening.
Oh, man, I'm doing it all. Well, forget about the cucumbers. I was just kidding about that. I don't have a garden. But everything else, man, it was a busy, busy day yesterday.
But I had to
get it done. Had but that one day, and yesterday was gorgeous, beautiful,
really nice.
Perfect, and it was the day to get out there, and everybody in the neighborhood was doing it, too.
Mowing lawns.
Neighbors, getting their trash up, picking up, after their dogs, just all kinds of crap. But it was, needed to be done, let's just put it that way. But it's done.
Nice.
So there you go.
And my wife's going out of town this weekend.
Oh.
Ooh, Lordy.
Where's she going?
Out with the girls.
Okay.
Yep, going with the girls. They're going to Glenwood Springs or somewhere. I don't know. They're off for the weekend. Her and the girls. That's being frog.
Bachelor weekend, yeah.
Nice. Yep. So a busy weekend. Anybody heard from Jamie yet?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing? What the heck? Where are you? It's Monday, man. We got to kick off the week with a big soiree here. All right, we got a lot coming up this morning. The Shedeur Sanders thing.
Oh.
He finally got drafted, right?
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's going to be a bust, Spadil. I know you're a big fan. I hope it works out. I really do.
I feel like they did something, like all the owners colluded or something to have him get drafted that low. It's wild that he went in the fifth round.
I don't think so. I think he just blew it. I think he blew it in interviews, but yeah. I think he blew it just showing off for people.
How does like every expert though have him rated as a first round draft pick and then he falls that far? That's crazy.
I'll tell you how. An expert's not an expert. That's how.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey,
all right, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick break. It's Monday. BJ and Jamie, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What a beautiful weekend, Jamie. It was nice. What'd you do for the weekend?
Oh, my God. I just need about, another week of a weekend.
Yeah.
It's too short. I swear to God, it's insane.
I want that three-day weekend so bad.
I want, like, my whole life to be a weekend.
Yeah.
all of a sudden, it was just done.
It flies by.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. No, I planted some aspen. I planted...
You went and got your shrubs?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, picked them cool. Up.
Yeah, at Douglas County Conservative, something. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, they have a plant sale. So I planted aspen and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know what they're called, but they're all low moisture. That's all I know. So I'm very happy about that.
I admire people that know trees.
Yeah, well, I looked it up. I Googled it.
We had a lady come walking by with her two dogs a couple of days ago. She goes, aren't those Australian pines such a pain in the butt? And I'm like, wonder what tree she's talking about. I'm looking around the yard like, Australian pine. I don't know. But I had to pretend that I knew. You know. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have one. Well, you got one.
And there it was. She was, what's that called?
I do admire
Arborist. Yeah.
Admire that, though, people that can do that. That know it by just looking at it. So you got it planted this weekend.
Yep, I sure did.
So you're
and
all
I even
set
planted
to go.
A bunch of flowers in a stump.
Yeah. In a stump?
Yeah. I have a tree that came down, and they left the stump there, and it was rotten in the middle. And so I made it a planter, like an old lady would.
Was your entire neighborhood out doing things yesterday?
No, this is at the cabin.
Oh, this was at the cabin?
Oh, that was at the cabin.
Did you notice anything in my neighborhood?
I was never home all weekend.
Oh, okay. My neighborhood, everybody at every house was out doing stuff this weekend. It was like, this was the official spring weekend. It
was so nice,
right? Yeah, beautiful.
And then I saw Chevis yesterday, and I went to her soiree.
She has foray, huh?
Yeah, I saw Amber, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I saw her there. Yeah, Amber from the past. When Carson and Amber used to do a show together.
Yeah. Right,
yeah,
right.
So
Amber
I saw
was
her.
There.
Yeah, I saw her.
She seems like a soiree person, too.
She is a soiree person. Yeah.
I don't know if you are, though.
Did you
fit in pretty good for a soiree?
About after 8 buckets of champagne, I sure did. I was swore-fied.
What exactly classifies a soiree instead of just a gathering?
I don't know.
You don't really know?
I think it's just a fancier word.
Did she have, like, a signage up? Happy soiree?
No, it just was soiree.
Soiree this way with an arrow?
Nope.
To this
just,
room?
We were like, woo, we're soireeing.
Hey, Shmadil, look up a soiree, all right?
All right.
Yeah. You know, let's just see if this party that Jamie went to yesterday fits the criteria.
It says a soiree is a formal, often elegant evening gathering, while gathering is a more general term for a social or festive assembly.
Oh.
See, that's the reason why we had champagne.
Yeah.
We're fancy. Because we were soiree.
Did you have food?
No, we just had champagne.
That's all it takes for soiree.
Yeah, we were soiree. We had like
That's
4
great.
Bottles of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've never been to a soiree, shocker. Do I not look like soiree material?
You do.
Yeah.
You know, the only bad part I'll tell you about being single is... I bought this necklace at the soiree, and I can't get it off my neck.
Yeah. Oh, you bought it at this soiree?
At the soiree,
Somebody was hawking jewelry?
Oh, yeah. We hawked all kinds of... Everybody was buying stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so I can't get it off my neck, though. And so you're like, man, this is when I need a husband.
Excellent.
But this is the only time I need a husband. But I can't, like, literally.
That's a nice chain.
Thank you. I just can't get it off my neck.
I got some wire cutters in the car.
I know. I almost last night, I was like having a little panic attack about it. I was like, I'm just going to rip it off.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, it's
it.
Too much money.
Yeah, just
it
cut it.
Yeah.
It's on for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
wear
it.
So ridiculous.
Happy soiree, everybody.
Yeah, it was fun.
There's going to be a lot of soirees this weekend. It's Kentucky Derby.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, a lot of parties from what I'm understanding.
I didn't even know it was Kentucky. Wow.
Yeah, it's Kentucky Derby weekend this weekend.
Doesn't it go along with something else? Isn't there
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, okay.
Yeah, which is Monday, I think, right?
Because I remember they all seemed to squish together.
Yeah, May 3rd, I think Saturday will be the Kentucky Derby, and then Monday is Cinco de Mayo.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a soiree week.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash, a lot more to come. Hang on. Just starting on a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You name it, man, we got it. We're going to get the tabloid trash. We'll take a quick break here. But when we come back, Shedeur Sanders, finally, he's drafted in the NFL draft.
What a mess that whole thing. Well, I mean, just a crazy, crazy mess.
It is.
It was insane.
It is. The prank call.
Yeah.
Him out partying with all that money.
Jumping in a pool. Yeah, the whole thing was insane.
It's wacky.
It is.
Pretty wacky. Then you go to a team with 5 quarterbacks already.
The thing is, they're pulling out now the receipts where Deion said his son would never play for Cleveland.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
I know I know it. There's this quote, and he said, like, you know, if Cleveland never picked him, we'd be like, what's the Manning that didn't go?
Eli.
Yeah, it'd be like Eli Manning. We won't go there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eli, I guess, called the shots when he was drafted.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So
he wanted to go to New York. And that big DEA bus. Did you see that?
Oh, the bust in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Holy moly, man. And the landlord says he had no idea parties were going on inside his building.
Schmidl, will you read that quote from Coach Prime?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
He said, I love what the Browns have done this offseason, but if I'm a young QB, ain't no way I'm going to Cleveland. I would pull an Eli Manning if possible. Hashtag think about that. Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was March of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
We'll get to Shador. We'll get to the DEA. Crazy. We'll get to all this, all coming up after Tabloid Trash. Stand by.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. All right. You were just talking about the Kentucky Derby, and it says one of Toby Keith's horses, it's called Render Judgment, will be running in the Kentucky Derby.
Let me see where he's at here. What is it again?
Render Judgment. Yep.
Number 15.
The late singer's team shared the news on social media on Saturday after the 2025 post positions of the Derby were announced this weekend. It says it was Toby's dream that Render Judgment was going to be in the Kentucky Derby. He worked so hard to finally have one there. Unfortunately, it's not
good for him. Yeah, he's right here, number 15.
Because Toby Keith passed away. So it's kind of sad, a little bit late, but anyway.
Man, there's a lot of celebrities that's got money in these horses.
Yeah?
Who else? Tons. There's just a lot of money that they just put into.
Oh, I thought
you know, because you could have like 50 people owning a horse.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Let's see here. Cam Ward, the number one overall draft pick in the 2025 NFL draft, is a big, huge Morgan Wallen fan. They said, what's your top three playlist right now? And he said, Morgan Wallen. I'm a huge, big Morgan Wallen guy. Last Night is my number one song by him.
Who said that?
Cam Ward, the number one draft
pick. Oh,
okay. Yeah, you wouldn't see that coming, would you?
No, I did not.
He loves that.
Did not.
Loves that. This is kind of a weird story.
Well, that's pretty cool for him because he's going to Nashville.
Exactly right. Yeah. This is weird. Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery suspect died.
Yeah.
That's weird. A little suspicious.
Well, he's 72.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe. I don't know. Anyway, his name was Marseille. He had a French name. And he died in Paris, and his cause of death is not yet known. He was accused of working alongside with gang members that held of keeping up with the Kardashian star at gunpoint. This happened in 2016, and they still haven't gotten to the whole thing yet.
I heard Kim sat on him, and he suffocated.
Maybe. That could be true.
What I heard.
Kim Kardashian is going to take the stand. My God, this happened in 2016, and she's just now getting to the trial?
Yeah.
That is crazy, isn't it? It moves slow.
It does.
Yeah, really slow. Anyway, he's not going to be there because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's a French court, right?
Yes, indeed. P. Diddy has rejected a plea deal. I have an itchy ear. I don't know what's going on with my ear. What does that mean?
I don't know. Funny you should say that. I'm scratching my leg right now.
I think the itchy
ear. We have fleas in here.
It doesn't mean you're going to have company or something. Itchy ear. I don't know.
I think it does.
Yeah,
I think it
like
is
that.
Company.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry about that. Diddy has rejected a plea deal in his ongoing trafficking and racketeering case. During a court hearing on Friday, prosecutors confirmed Diddy was offered a plea deal, but he said no.
Trial starts Monday.
Does it? Oh,
well,
crazy.
I think the jury selection starts on Monday, Cinco de Mayo.
The prosecutors are expected to address a plea at the hearing this Thursday, but terms of the deal aren't known. In last week's hearing, the judge also ruled that the 2016 video of Diddy hitting and dragging Cassidy, it said that it will be shown after all. And remember, their thought is that CNN had edited that whole footage, so they weren't going to let it in. That's why they tried to get it thrown out, but the judge said nope.
I, I wonder if they're going to, if Court TV will carry any of this.
I don't know.
They going to allow cameras in here?
No idea.
Can we look into that, Spadil?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Yeah, look it up real quick here because that would be something to watch.
Kanye West is still a screw loose, friends. I mean, just remember a long, long time ago. Well, I don't remember it either, but I saw the videos of it when Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's assistant. So a long time ago, Kim Kardashian, how she first came up the ranks is she was Paris Hilton's personal assistant, you know, would help her like get, you know, like
I didn't know that.
Carry her purse for
really?
Her. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was. Huh. Before she had all that plastic surgery.
No kidding.
She's got a big nose, Kim Kardashian.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
She got her nose taken off?
Oh, yeah.
Where have I been?
Yeah, you should see the videos of her helping Paris. That nose is something.
First thing through the door, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Followed by her ass. Crazy. Anyway, yeah, so she was Paris Hilton's personal assistant. And Kanye made the comments that he should have had children with Paris instead of Kim Kardashian.
I have the audio for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have had baby with Paris Hilton over Kim Kardashian. You guys, could you imagine if I had kids with Paris Hilton, how many hotels I have now? Think about that, the Hilton. You know what I'm saying? And Paris Hilton had the vision, and then that's what happened. Kim was like the Virgil. Kim was like Paris Hilton's Virgil. If you like Arnold Schwarzenegger and you have a kid with a nanny...
Be careful because it looks like he cusses.
Yeah, I'll just cut it off.
He does a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm reading the transcript. Yeah. And you were about 1 second.
Oh. Way to go, Spadil. That was close.
Because he said, quote, I had a baby with a effing assistant. That's what he says next.
Yeah.
Meaning Paris Hilton's assistant. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, he's off his rocker, man. And in fact, he was banned from Twitch just 7 minutes into streaming. It says Kanye West joined Twitch last week and was banned from the streaming platform after just 7 minutes. Shortly into the stream, Kanye made several slurs about Jewish people and the LGBTQ community. And then he did a Nazi salute. What is wrong with Kanye West?
I'm actually surprised it took 7 minutes because right off the gate, I started watching. He was just...
He's just going crazy.
Yeah.
He's mentally ill. He really is. I mean, he needs some medication.
There's also all these, like, insane reports coming out of L.A. that he owns this warehouse out there now.
I saw that.
And it seems like he's, like, training, like, an army or something. It's just the sounds that are coming out of the warehouse, like, disturb everybody who lives in the neighborhood. No one really knows what's going on inside of it, but it sounds like a unit is training or something.
Yeah, I did see that, and there's no markings on the building.
Yeah, it's wild.
He's recruiting guys, and they're told to wear masks and everything.
Yeah, and they'll do it. Because it's Kanye, I guess. I don't know. It's bizarre. The whole thing is whack-a-doodle-doo. And yeah, they said the noises coming out were absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, and they said it's so loud, it disturbs the whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
at like so. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, boy. If you're Kim, you got to be a little bit worried, that you know, with the kids and everything.
You're also happy he's gone.
Well, for sure. But you also have to be worried. Like, is he going to, in the middle of the night, do something weird?
Uh-huh.
You know, like snatch the kids or something.
There's potential for that.
I have him
on my feed. I'm surprised he's still allowed on the feed, but I just ignore him now because he's so crude. He's so racist in a way, and just it's terrible.
Elizabeth Hurley shared more photos from her and Billy Ray Cyrus. Yay, they're in love. But we're trying to figure out who has the longer hair. Is it? Is it Elizabeth Hurley or Billy Ray Cyrus? Because he has some long-ass hair, man.
I saw a story this morning. They're talking marriage already.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
I guess they did a movie together or something a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Billy Ray said that's how they ended up together, that she was always really nice to him on set or whatever they were doing. And she saw that he was going through a hard time with his divorce with that Rose chick. So she reached out and said, hey, listen, if you need anything, I'm always here for you, buddy. And that they've been hanging out ever since then. So
okay.
So she's a nice friend, that one. Nice friend. He looks horrible.
He does look bad.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get this at all. She must be very lonely. If you have to be that desperate to be that guy, ooh.
She's just settling. Yeah, I'll take you.
All right. Nobody else will look at me, so I'll take you, Billy Ray. Oh, my God. Poor thing. Ben Affleck is supposedly in love with Sydney Sweeney.
What?
Yep. She called off her wedding, you know, to that Jonathan guy, although they've been seen together again. But they said that he has a crush on Sweeney and hopes to get an introduction to her, despite their almost 30-year age difference. Both actors have been in the spotlight for their personal drama. He split with J-Lo. She split with her fiance, so it's perfect timing.
Yes, it is. Get together.
It'd be like Bill Belichick of that chick.
Yeah.
You yeah. guys, I mean, I know I've run out of time, but we have the audio from the interview with, what's that called over the weekend? It's that TV show.
I think it's CBS This Morning, right?
Yeah. Bill Belichick was on there, and his girlfriend is a freak. She is so weird and so controlling. And Bill might have dementia. He had a shirt with a hole in it on CBS This Morning.
It was a big that. Hole, too. Oh. And it's right up on his chest. Yeah. Like, it's high up. Yeah.
It's so weird. And he seems kind of out of it. Like, and somebody said that he was, he's been drugged by her. I don't think that's true, but he just seems like he has some dementia going on.
Who shows up for an interview like that?
I know.
Mean, that shirt, he always wears that sweatshirt with cut off sleeves.
Yeah,
you know, it's just weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to it here in a little bit. There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday, going to be a beautiful day today, 74 for a high.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.